Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin. The podcast.
Dale Arnold is the host of Dale and Keefe on WEEI. How is Boston taking what's going on with the Pats versus what is now going on with Tom Brady?
Cam Newton sucks.
You sound like
that's what Keyshawn said to us the first time he called into our show.
Cam hadn't even played a game. He just had the hair, the scarf, the clothes, and they were going ham on him about it. So when I talked to Dale, the first thing I said, Cam Newton sucks! And then he just, you know, it was one of those deals.
By the way, our producer hung up on Keyshawn that
day. Yeah, he did hang up on
him. He thought it was a prank caller.
Sorry, Shime. The truth is never mean.
Throwing me right under the bus.
Very well, Shime
destroyed on national radio.
God.
Did you hang up on him or not? Yeah.
Question. Cam Newton sucks. And that was at a time when Cam Newton did not suck.
No, he wasn't even bad then.
No,
he said that after week one. So
yeah, he was good.
Keyshawn's covering himself there. Uh-huh. Here's Keyshawn's reaction to when Dale said that they need to cut Cam Newton if he doesn't play well.
You probably got to cut the guy because what's he going to do? Be a clipboard holder on the sidelines watching Jarrett Stidham play quarterback?
Yeah, that's probably. I don't know.
Keyshawn? Hello? Are you okay?
I think you short-circuited him there. How do you respond to that?
I think it really depends on what does Cam feel like. Would Cam rather play the rest of the year as the backup who maybe plays, or would he just rather get ready for next season? Or, like, potentially go somewhere else, but I don't know who would even really want him right now.
But also, Dallas, what does the team feel?
Well, I'll give you one that might.
Who's that?
We get word today that Gardner Minshew has multiple fractures and ligament issues in his thumb.
Good boy.
That he's been playing with it, played with it last week, but they discovered it today, the multiple fractures. They may be, hey, you cut Cam Newton, they may be saying, come on down here.
Or they're like, you know what, here's our opportunity to get Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. Like, that's right, the thing, right. Is like the bad teams that don't have a quarterback, they're fine with it, and they'll figure it out, or they'll go to the next guy. Now, I think their backup, I believe, is Mike Glennon.
So I don't
know if that's going to cut it. That's not
big
really
stiff.
Got to see what they have in him, huh?
Yeah. So, no, but my point is, like, that's not the answer for them. But they would rather just tank. Like, what are they going to try to salvage with Cam Newton? Whereas a team like the Cowboys, if you think Cam Newton has anything left, that makes more sense.
And Ben DiNucci's your starting quarterback this weekend.
Right.
Gucci.
And guess what? Dallas could still make the playoffs.
Super Bowl contender.
Playoff contender. They could make the playoffs. And Jerry Jones isn't going to want to tank. Whereas some of these teams that are already kind of half tanking and then their quarterback goes down, great. Why would we bring in Cam Newton who could maybe make us better? And also, that's a maybe. Like, the way he's playing, nobody's played worse other than Stidham.
We have a little breaking news out of Foxborough.
I was just about to hit you with this. You aren't going to like it.
No, you're not going to like it. So we know N'Keal Harry is banged up. Now we have proof that Julian Edelman is extremely banged up, not on the practice field. And Jeff Howe is reporting that it is going to cost him game action, and he could have surgery on his knee. Not season ending, but could have surgery and could cost him game action. So Julian Edelman, out.
B- big sigh of relief by Scotty Miller, who would have been
untradeable at this point, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is you know that the whole
unless it's
the half joking of Edelman getting traded to Tampa Bay, that's probably out.
What if it was a condition of the trade that he gets it scoped before he gets shipped to Tampa Bay?
I mean, you would say that the Patriots are going into a must-win game in Buffalo in absolutely abysmal conditions based on the advanced forecast. Without their top two wide receivers.
So I told you on Tuesday they should run the ball with Cam 14 times. I told you yesterday 15 to 16 times.
Now we're
today,
at 20.
Today it is 18 times. No, tomorrow will be 20.
But
today
about Damian Harris?
Well, but he can also get 18.
So 20 and 20, yes. We've got like 40 rushes between the two?
Yes.
Couple end-arounds to Damir Bird and Isaiah Zuber?
Yep. That's the game plan. I mean, how many times are you going to throw the ball?
I don't hate it. It's going to be 50-mile-an-hour right. winds if you believe these forecasts coming out of
Outside
Buffalo.
Outside of a little
driving
drop-off pass.
And
they've played this game before. I don't remember what year it was, but they had a game there. Benches were blowing across the field.
Yeah,
the goalposts,
yeah.
They had to keep readjusting them because they were sideways. This is not the first time they've done that. And I actually think, good news.
I was going to say, because who would ever have thought that in a Bills-Patriots game, the Bills have the far better passing offense?
Right.
What?
Weather is the great equalizer, yeah. And the Patriots are the bad team. So the bad team says, oh, the good team can't throw the ball as much as they want. They don't have to worry about Stephon Diggs as much and whether
also,
Josh Allen has a good game or a bad game.
The Edelman and Harry injuries should be more concerning, but they aren't. Like, they just haven't been
right.
a fact. Like, it's like,
I was just thinking that. Is it bad that I don't really care?
He doesn't look for Edelman anywhere.
No, he doesn't catch the ball.
How
he doesn't
catches,
do anything. He doesn't play. He's a 50-60% snaps guy, right? He's your third receiver. If anything, I'm going to be struck by lightning. Let's see what Gunner can do. Throw Gunner out there.
Right.
Let's see. He was the talk of training camp.
There's no wrong answer right
Let's
now.
See what Gunner. We were talking about some people maybe not being fully invested. I guarantee Gunner will give you every ounce of talent he has. I don't know if it's good enough, but he'll give it to you.
The 2020 Patriots. Gunner will give you every ounce of talent he has.
We can look back at this as the Aussie game now that you
we
think of it.
We won't. We won't.
Or the Keen game.
Wait a minute. I was going to say, is Asiasi going to dress?
I didn't realize playing? Fitzy was in there.
He was a healthy scratch last week.
Fitzy's it's going to be back. The something game this week.
Oh,
I
it will
guarantee
be.
You that.
You know what it's going to be? The wind game. The wind game.
No, you want to know what it's going to be? It's going to be the Patriots go home and aren't making the playoff
yeah,
game.
Yeah, it's when
year.
The season ended game.
It's a little wordy. Can,
the
you, season, can you tighten
what,
it
what's
up?
The opposite of a t-shirt
have you not been
hat
here?
Game?
That's what we do. We do
Channel 7 called. They said stupid.
All right, at the risk of asking a painful question, but as Andy has told us, the truth is never mean.
True.
Are the Patriots better than the Bills at any position?
Punter.
Yeah, I like their punter more.
Punter, maybe.
All right, quarterback, no.
No.
Running back, maybe.
Maybe.
I think the jury's still out on Zach Moss.
The Bills so have the literal league's worst running attack.
Yeah,
and it's
so,
but I
so
like
I
Zach
maybe.
Moss. He's going to have a good career. I
All
like
right.
Zach Moss.
But so Zach Moss and
but I
Singletary
think Damian Harris
or,
gonna have a nice
that's
career.
What I'm saying, or Harrison
Neither
White.
Of them's going to be a stud, so fine.
Maybe a wash.
Push.
I got a spot for you. Nickel corner. That's
wow.
it.
Wow. Fine. I was going to go through a quick receiver, not even close. Tight end, not even close. Offensive line?
Yeah,
offensive line's probably better.
Better offensive
Interior line.
If
yes.
they're healthy, yeah.
Yeah, which line is it would be a
right.
question.
I know.
But yes, more talent on the offensive line.
I mean, the Bills' defense has been really bad, so you probably could find maybe a couple spots there. But even still, a couple of individual players stick out more on the Bills than they do the Patriots. And Tre'Davious White,
yes.
what, do you miss a couple of games already?
Yes.
So,
and he's more of an uptick corner, and you got the downtick corner.
Right. Like, they're going to pass each other.
Yeah.
Actually, I'll give Fitzy credit. When we were talking about Gilmore before the season, he said that White was already a better corner then, before they'd even played. And he's probably
he sick or something.
I don't know what happened to him.
Something
like
there.
He broke character.
What's yeah? Well, I don't. That was yeah. That wasn't Fitzy.
I don't
that
know.
Was Nick Stevens.
I still think head coach, offensive line, and I guess maybe
and
parts
punter.
Of the defense and punter.
Yeah, and punter. Yeah.
We sure about the head coach?
Versus Sean
yes.
McDermott, yes. I think there are other ones that no. Yeah, other ones.
Hey, guys lose their fastball.
Uh-huh.
We all get old.
If you want to
you lose
say
your fastball,
Mike
you make
Vrabel's
bad decisions.
Better right now, fine.
Sean McDermott has done a nice, solid job. I don't love his in-game
yeah.
decisions. He
yeah.
seems a little frantic to me in games. He freaks out a little bit. I don't.
Yeah.
But, I mean, has Bill done
Didn't
a great job so far?
He had like an awful challenge. I forget the
yes,
specifics of it. Remember, right?
Yes.
It was a horrible challenge.
Horrible.
Yeah, yeah,
horrible.
Yeah.
Which I don't blame on him. I blame on
the
whatever
guy
the system
yeah,
is
maybe.
In place or not having a system in place. Maybe
yeah,
relying on yourself.
Yeah.
But Bill hasn't nailed that either.
Yeah.
James White was not down.
By the way, the last four games for N'Keal Harry. So after the Seattle game, in which N'Keal Harry set the record for or his personal records, he had four targets, two catches against the Raiders,
6 targets, 3 catches, and a touchdown against Kansas City for 21 yards.
Yeah.
Then no catches on 2 targets and 1 catch for 6 yards on 2 targets. I know he got hurt in that game, but still.
Got lit up.
He is a non-factor.
So the media is watching the small portion of the practice that they're allowed to watch, which is how Jeff Howe told us that Julian Edelman was not out there. So, you know, the camera guys for NBC Sports Boston, who are
the best.
They're terrific. They are showing footage of, as they say, on a rainy Thursday, Cam Newton has to redo a practice drill to sharpen up. It's a simple little fake handoff, you know, dump pass in the flat. He screwed it up the first time. They made him come back and do it again. And by the way, there's no defense on the field. This is Cam Newton flat, all by himself.
The flat, you said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flat.
I'm telling you, the comparisons
Division
to Tim Tebow.
100%.
Johnny effing Foxborough. Sign him
well,
now.
Well, no,
and
he
play
didn't
him.
Throw it the first time.
Whatever. He screwed it up.
Yeah, he screwed up. They made him come back and run it again.
You know how Bill always says, I can go get Johnny effing Foxborough to run the... He's available. High school football not playing right now? Sign him. Bring him in.
They'd come in right
You'd
now.
Have a more competitive competition at the competitive quarterback position.
Oh, my God.
This is miserable. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
No.
What am I excited about? It's the biggest game of the year, right? It's a must win. But you don't feel like they're going to win, do you?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
That's it. I was so excited for this season, too. I really was. And the first 3 weeks kind of gave you reason to be excited, right? It was going to be different.
Hope.
It was going to be different. False hope. Fool's gold.
Oh, yeah. I can go back in my texts. The first game of the year, I believe it was Cam Newton's first run.
I was so excited.
Got a text from my son. This year's going to be fun. Cam Newton run, and he's like, this is going to be fun. 12 yards or whatever. Yeah, how's that fun going? How's that party? This is what gets back to me, and it's the discussion we had the other day with Michaels and Collinsworth.
Everything was going great until COVID.
No, everybody thought it was going to be fun to have a running quarterback who would be interesting. You know what's fun? Whatever Brady's
winning.
Doing right now with 18 touchdowns and 2 picks and throwing to everybody.
Oh, that's fun.
And by the way, he's got a couple rushing touchdowns if you want to mix those in.
I know he does.
That's fun. You know what isn't fun?
This.
The running quarterback who can't throw, who can't complete an out in practice against no defense, according to Dale.
Yeah, but the weather's not great.
It's not going to be great Sunday. You think Cam's a good bad weather quarterback? Because I remember
sure.
a guy who I remember being known.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You know who is a good bad weather quarterback?
Who's that?
Tom Brady.
Yeah.
You know who didn't have corona? Tom Brady. Doesn't
he
have the corona fog.
Well, we don't know that.
Well, he actually got it away out of the way in the summer.
So everything was going great until the moment Cam Newton got COVID. What did we find out? Saturday?
That's
Saturday
not,
morning we found out Cam
not,
had COVID?
Not true. Revisionist history.
They were 2-1.
Yeah, go back and watch the Raiders game. He played like crap. They
I'm
won in spite of him.
I'm not going to watch any of these games. I don't have to do that. I watch them once.
They won
team
in spite ran of for
him.
Like 200 plus.
No, remember he had that ugly pick that he threw into like triple coverage late?
Yeah, I'll give you there were some warning signs, but you were still 2-1 at that point.
The check engine light was on.
And you almost beat the Seahawks. You almost beat the Seahawks. Don't ever forget that.
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
We did hit 3 foul balls.
This stinks. This stinks.
I'm telling you.
There's 10 more games left.
It's all over.
Oh. Dale, when do you want to talk about Bruins-Celtics offseason?
Tomorrow.
You know what the sneaky silver lining is?
Why don't you tell me what it is?
I can't wait to.
Why don't you just tell me what it is?
This just came to me. All of Boston sports.
Yeah.
Titletown, USA. Where we have a million people at a parade every few months.
Well, not anymore.
You're not allowed to have those. So what's the point of winning if you can't have the celebration? We're getting our losing out of the way during
it's
a
still
pandemic.
Bragging rights.
You still
that
want.
Matters.
Like, all right, I tried. I got nothing.
I think the chances, though, of if you said there's going to be a lost Red Sox season followed up by a lost Patriots season, nobody would ever believe you. Like, both are going to be horrible? Both are going to be the worst? No.
Yeah.
Didn't seem believable.
Well, believe it.
Hey, but this one's not over yet. They beat the Bills. They beat the Jets, Dale. They're 4-4.
Who's beating
the
Bills?
Beat the Jets.
Isaiah Zuber. I've liked him so far. He's had 3 total touches this year. All positive plays.
Okay. My guess is diminishing
returns. Dalton Keene had a grab.
He did. 8 yards. What else you got?
You can build on that, I think.
Dalton Keene's getting us lunch again this week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fitzy put down another fantasy bet.
3.5 fantasy points.
3.5 fantasy points. He took the over.
For Dalton Keene.
PPR?
Yeah, yes. Sure. Go ahead.
I'm not sure you're going to get there. 50 mile an hour winds hurts his chances.
It's not happening.
Yeah, that stinks.
I don't know what you do.
Unless they do some end arounds, we'll just get his rushing yardage in there.
He is a jack of all trades, so you could mix one of those in. They've been known to do those types of things. What does Josh McDaniels do?
For a
Like, would you want to be Josh McDaniels right now?
Mm,
I mean, he makes good money.
Yeah,
nice lifestyle,
sure.
Whatever.
He wears visors like you, so
yes,
you'd be happy with
visors
that.
Visors are cool. But you, like, you go to work, and it's like, whew, I got to come up with a game plan.
And by the way,
anybody got any ideas?
And if you are, if he, I don't even know if he wants to, but if he wants to be a head coach in the NFL.
Bye-bye.
Anybody who thought, well, you need Brady, they're seemingly right.
Because now they're going to marry it together with Denver and then that St. Louis year where they were terrible. Remember the, like, 32nd ranked offense with Bradford or whatever?
They were horrible. He was it was the worst offense in the league.
He admits
the one
he spent most of the time just planning his next head coaching job and watching and observing.
Yeah, I want that guy.
But what's, like, defensively, at least you could talk yourself into a game plan. If I'm Steve Belichick, Gerard Mayo,
I can
talk myself into how I'm going to attack this opponent.
You still got some guys
offensively,
there.
By the way, what are we doing?
I don't have no idea. By the way, Adam Schefter just updated the Julian Edelman situation. He underwent a procedure today that will keep him out for, quote, some period of time.
Gee, thanks, Adam.
Oh, goosed and porked.
But wait, what does some period of time mean? And 3 hours is some period of time.
That
is,
I don't think that's it. Yeah,
take
I don't
this
think
season, it. Stick it in a bag, and fire it into the sun.
In all seriousness.
Shine it up real nice, Shine. Turn
was
it sideways.
Was this elective surgery? Did he beat Bill Belichick
pulling
the plug?
Standard knee procedure this morning.
So it sounds elective.
Yeah.
So he pulled the plug already. We don't have to wait for Stephon Gilmore's trade. He put his house on the market, and Julian said, surgery, please.
When you saw him on the sideline last game, and if I said to you,
he looked horrible.
If I said to you, this guy has the option of getting a surgery, do you think he'd take it?
Yep.
Of course. Wow. Things are getting grim.
Better and better by the minute here, huh?
I mean, grim.
We should have an exercise.
Just in time.
For what?
Halloween.
Jeez,
grim. Oh, my God.
I hate him. You know how you say you hate me when I say these things? No. Now I know how you feel because I hate him. Just play the dolphin to make me laugh.
He does do the dolphin.
You do anything
well.
He is
really good at the dolphin.
Yes!
Killing it.
Scott's down on the Cape. Hey, Scott, how you doing?
So, gentlemen, it's not often I get to quote Bill Murray, but Bill Murray from Meatballs, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they win the next two games. The season was over before it began. They lose eight guys to the opt-out. They lose eight guys to free agency. Some of the guys they bring in haven't been able to see the field. We don't have anybody playing quarterback. It just doesn't matter. And I'm saying, Hoyer, Newton, we know what you are. Yeah, Stidham hasn't looked good, but we at least like put him in there and see what he's got for the rest of the year. We got the cap space for next year. We do have some good guys that we drafted. The future's not over, but we got to think about next year. This year is done.
I mean, other than Michael Onwenu, do we have a lot of good guys that we've drafted?
Kyle Duggar.
Yeah, I don't think
Duggar.
Don't
sleep on Duggar.
I don't think Duggar's bad. Onwenu, Haran's played.
We got that?
I don't know.
What are you, Bill? That was his excuse for Carl Davis. He's available.
Veteran.
What would you call it?
The defense has some building
blocks.
Yes,
Kyle Duggar and J.C. Jackson.
J.C. Jackson and Jones played pretty well.
How many players?
Who, Jonathan?
Yes.
How many players on the Patriots do you 100% want next year?
Like three or four?
Jackson. J.C. Jackson.
Yeah, J.C. Jackson, Kyle Duggar.
Kyle Duggar.
Michael Onwenu.
Michael Onwenu. David Andrews, good center.
Andrews.
You lost a little energy there.
James White.
Definitely James White.
Ten. I'd like Lawrence
Damian
Guy.
Damian Harris. Lawrence Guy is fading in my book.
Eight.
He's fine.
We got six.
He's fine.
Nice
There's
guy.
That word again, Dale.
Nice
fine.
Seven.
Jake Bailey.
Jake Dale. Bailey. Yeah.
Nine.
Joe Cardona.
No.
Wait a minute. We
all dynasty team.
All right, Dale.
When
Matthew Slater.
When Bill starts his Wednesday press conference talking about the other team's punter, you know the other team sucks.
That's what they're going to start.
So if we're now talking about Jake Bailey. What are you babbling about over there, Adrian Phillips?
Said Adrian Phillips back. I want Adrian Phillips
No,
back.
You don't.
You know what Adrian Phillips is? A good player on a good defense. When you put him on a bad defense, you're like,
he still played pretty well this year so far.
Yeah, he's fine.
And what's that gotten you?
He's fine.
Embarrassed. Yeah. Embarrassed.
It's not like anybody scored like a million points on you. You just can't score on offense.
Whoa, what's a million?
I gave up 33 to San Francisco,
I was gonna say
35
that,
to the Seahawks.
That defense I saw play last week couldn't stop me.
You want a 50 burger?
San Francisco,
I think they gave up.
San Francisco spent the afternoon laughing at you.
Yes.
They laughed at you.
Well, yeah, because the offense couldn't do anything. I think the defense was just like, yeah.
No,
yeah,
the defense. The
sucked.
Swing
pass,
9 yards.
Swing pass, 12 yards. Like
the defense didn't know how bad their offense was going to be on that first possession when Jimmy Garoppolo just pushed it right down your throat.
Fair point.
Juwan Bentley. I got Garoppolo. Hey, guys, I don't have Garoppolo first down.
Yeah. That was ugly stuff.
So help me with a definition of terms here. Schefter's term is precautionary standard knee procedure.
Is that scope?
I don't know what that means.
Sounds like some sort of scope.
It sounds like a scope. And precautionary, does that mean if you don't get the scope, it's going to tear completely? Or cartilage?
I'm talking about open heart surgery here.
Like, the way the wording is, it's like you don't have to get the surgery, but you're going to maybe eventually going to have to get it, or it's going to continue to hurt.
Or you blow it up if you don't.
See, I don't think it's going to get worse. You know how you see some of those things where it's like a cartilage tear, and then it turns into a bucket tear, and the knee locks up, and it jams in or
if
something.
It was a playoff game on Sunday, do you think Edelman plays?
100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This was elective.
That's what I think,
He pulled the plug on the season, just like Bill's about to with the trade, and the
some
wheels are going to fall
of time,
off.
Like, that
although,
is, that is a...
I mean,
phrase.
I understand the way you're putting it, Andy,
yes.
But how much pain is he playing through? Because he looks
a ton.
Miserable.
Anyway. Right. But
and there does come a point where you just say, I just can't keep doing this.
But this was,
I mean,
you
were saying earlier, what if he's getting shots in his knee every
but
week?
But, Dale, I think
if you're 4-2 and Brady's the quarterback, he's playing.
I'm guessing Edelman could have gotten some surgery done last year,
right.
The way things were going. But they were 8-0 and he had Tom Brady throwing it to him.
Yeah,
so
played. It was elective. I just think, and you are going to see more of this, the injury report could grow and guys are banged up, and Bill may like that. Bill may want to play some young guys at certain spots, or who knows. But this is what you're relegated to. October 29th, and the Patriots season is, as Wiggy would say, OVA, O-V-A-H.
Mike Girardi, the sweet-smelling Mike Girardi, tweeted out, "My understanding is Edelman is dealing with bone-on-bone in the knee."
Oh, that's not good.
That's done, right? Like, that's... 34-year-old guy, you don't
but,
think
so? Oh, yeah, yeah, like long-term, he's done. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that never works out because they either shoot you with that viscous stuff that's supposed to add a little layer
Synvisc.
Yeah, that
like,
stuff.
What was Pedroia's? Didn't Pedroia had some weird knee injury that he just can't come back from?
Well, yeah, because they haven't, like, in this day and age, they can't recreate the cartilage. They find way, because for a while there was the microfracture surgery.
Right.
Where they would try to get blood flow, and that's supposed to, and that ended some careers. That didn't work out well. So, yeah, once you have bone on bone, it's usually like Malcolm Mitchell. Pretty sure he was a bone on bone guy.
Yeah.
So if you're keeping score at home, here are your Patriots wide receivers.
What do we got?
On the active roster, you have Damier Bird, Jakobi Meyers, Gunnar Olszewski.
I forgot about Jakobi Meyers like Bill did earlier in the year.
Yeah.
He's going to have a big game. Two catches.
And on your practice squad, you have Isaiah Zuber, Christian Wilkerson, and Mason Kinsey. That's your list.
Mason
Kinsey, wide receivers.
The one from the school I've never heard of, right? Berry College, Division III, I believe. I believe he's a Division III receiver.
Ooh, sign him up.
Which
guy
is
sucks.
One
sign him up.
Layer below Gunner, who's a Division II defensive back.
Yeah, they'll find you. If you're good, they'll find you. It doesn't
you
matter
imagine?
Where you are. No.
Cam Newton had the audacity to say the answers are in that locker room a couple weeks ago.
They're all liars. Position. All these guys are liars.
This guy sucks.
I think Dave Zuber will get the call up, and he'll play with those other three.
Can
guys.
He catch? Yeah. He has one catch, right, in two end arounds.
Yes.
David's in Swansea. Hey, David.
David.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Super.
You guys just need to reframe how you're looking at things.
Oh.
Understand that Seattle did us a favor by not allowing us in the end zone, because at this point, when you look at everything that's gone on, the football season has stunk. The weather has stunk. 2020 has stunk. We just need to go with it. Just think.
Let's go with it.
Let the Jets win their two games. Get the first round draft. Get the first pick. Take Trevor Lawrence. And then for the next 20 years, we're all laughing at the Jets and everybody else. And somehow, it's all Bill's bright idea. We're good. See, so you got to just change how you're looking at things.
I don't want to play Fitzy or Jerry Thornton's side of the street, but if you lose twice to the Jets to get the number one pick, the
that
NFL will
sad.
Announce that they've gone to a lottery or something.
Yeah, yeah. Like,
they will take your number one pick away somehow.
I just think even with two wins, and I just think it's an uphill climb. The Jets are winless. Atlanta, the Giants, Jacksonville, Houston, Minnesota, Cincinnati all have one win. So even at 2-4, you have all these teams worse than you. I don't like their chances of the number one pick.
I don't really either, actually.
But no. You get a top 10 pick, and then all of a sudden you trade a few things and move up, because not every one of these teams drafting in front of you is going to want a quarterback.
Talking about the draft right now.
It's not even Halloween, and we're talking about the draft.
Where are we?
We haven't hit the trade deadline, and we're worrying about the draft.
Well, what team are we talking about?
Reality is setting.
The New England Patriots. We're talking in October.
Yeah.
About the draft.
That's right.
My God, what is going on?
the early days of all sports radio in Boston.
That guy wanted to throw two games to the Jets. That was the last call.
Nice.
It's not a terrible idea. I may or may not have texted that to someone yesterday.
It's not the worst idea.
When we come back, we've got our take that needs a 180 starring one of the members of this very program. It's Dale and Keefe with Hart, and it's time to trend.
More of Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart on WEEI.
Time for this week's take that needs a 180, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. You may make excuses why not to lose weight, but there's 10 times the reasons to drop weight. Let your excuses and weight go with Awaken 180 Weight Loss. And I hate doing this because, you know, it's part of the family. We would never make fun of anybody, you know, who's part of this program. We'd never make fun of me or Rich or
never.
Andy or
no.
Shime or John or
Nikhil.
But Fitzy
will
make fun of.
No one's ever made fun of me before.
No, never.
Nope. Ever.
We will. You.
You're bulletproof.
No.
Play your little
Keith,
dolphin.
Can you eat before you come on the air, please?
I was doing such a good job of not having people know that I was eating, and then for no reason, our producer
and then you
decides
spoke
to share
and
everybody.
Everyone heard.
No, they couldn't tell.
Yeah, a piece of buffalo chicken hit the windscreen.
I had a little tuna fish sandwich here a little while ago that I managed to get through. But Fitzy will make fun of, I guess.
I was on the way into work today, I was thinking, like, I think we could actually just seal off. Like, we can go ahead and close the space door to the AFC playoffs. Like, it is Buffalo, it is New England, it is Pittsburgh, it is Baltimore, it is Tennessee, it is Kansas City, and it is
mystery team
Indianapolis.
Well, he was right
about
most of them.
He's actually not that far off, because that was from how long ago? 2-3 weeks ago?
That was from a month ago.
That was from 1 month ago.
He's 6-for-7, probably.
Yeah, you know what? He's really not that far off.
Yes,
the big problem, though, is
the one you're supposed to know the best.
The Patriots were a shoe-in a month ago for the playoffs, and now we were talking. We had a real conversation about how could they get Trevor Lawrence. Like, no, it was like a real,
no,
we all considered
we
it, and we're it might be hard to lose both games to the Jets. But
could
maybe.
Be because the other conversation we had during the break about the fact that they're going to have a receiving core of all undrafted receivers.
Isn't that amazing? Assuming Isaiah Zuber gets called up.
In the NFL, should it?
No.
It's an important position. Now, you can stress whether or not you need to invest like a top 10 pick in it, right? That's probably not always the way to go. Or, you know, do you want to pay a guy an insane amount of money, right? You're going to make him the highest paid player on your offense. No, you don't need to do that.
Do you want to add AB when you already have Godwin and Evans?
But to ignore the position? That is a bold strategy.
Brady has three legitimate all-pro Pro Bowl caliber receivers.
I think he has three of the top 10 receivers in football.
And Cam Newton goes to the field with a Division II converted defensive back, an undrafted converted quarterback, and whatever Isaiah Zuber is.
An end-around specialist. That's what you have. And that's why it leads to the question, too. Like, and I know this has been brought up a few times after certain losses, but if Tom Brady was on this team with the exact talent around him, how much better are they?
Oh, he'd be worse. He'd be terrible. Because you think the best thing they do is run.
I think they would have won the they would have won the Denver game.
Probably that. I think they probably could have. Because really, Cam only needed to make a couple of throws. So I think I'm with you. I think they beat Denver, but I'm not even so sure they beat Miami week one because the best part about that game was Cam running.
Yep.
And then everything else has been a loss anyway.
And
so
his
it might just
mood?
Look different.
Oh, man.
Oh, he would be pouty.
He might be retired.
He might be.
I'm out.
This is that photo in the tunnel would be going out this time.
It's worse than last year because the tight end position's actually gotten worse. Julian Edelman's not as good because of, you know, health and age and everything else. You haven't seen a step up in N'Keal Harry. It's worse. It's a worse group than Brady had a year ago.
So Dr. Jessica Flynn, who does injury analysis for Boston Sports Journal, tweeted out the whole thing about Edelman. That's why we're talking about the receivers and all that. She connected to Jeff Howe's tweet about the knee injury, not expected to cost him the remainder of the season and all that. She says, if anyone is surprised by this, they haven't been watching. Edelman has been struggling with a knee issue since last season. Had a scope for a loose body in the offseason, but never looked the same. I'm hoping for the best for him. And she's right. You may have seen the end of Julian Edelman.
Yes.
There's a chance, for sure.
What's the irony in this? He's been on the injury report almost all year with the knee injury. Right. He just had a scope.
He always goes
back to last year. What's the irony? Week two.
Oh, he's the best game of his career. He had the most receiving yards ever
in
a game.
Crazy.
That is weird.
He had 170 whatever yards a month ago.
Never had that with Brady.
And now we're talking about it's not his fault. He's been hurt the whole year, and his you know, career as we know it could be over, even though it's a typical knee injury.
I don't think he's done. I think it's just his mentality. I think there are other players around the league who, if they had his career and at 34 had to rehab from an injury like this, would say, I had a great career. I'm done. I got my rings. I was a Super Bowl MVP. I think he's going to play until literally nobody in the league would want him.
Andy, weigh in on this because Rich and I disagreed on this yesterday. I think there does come a point where you just finally say to yourself, this just isn't worth it. Gronk got there when he retired. He was working out, preparing to play, and just said, this just isn't worth it anymore. I think Edelman will get there. Rich thinks they're going to have to drag the uniform off his back.
I'm more with Rich, especially the way it has petered out here. We had my friend Mike Giardi reporting that Edelman had the red ass this year to prove he's not a product of Brady or anything. And whether you believe it or not, circumstantially, it's going to look like he was a product of Brady. Mm-hmm. Like he fell off the map. He had one really good game with Cam Newton, hasn't done anything for weeks of late. People are all over him for drops. I tweeted about him during the game. People just shred. Comments are all like, maybe if he didn't suck, maybe if he didn't drop the ball. God. They have turned on him like you wouldn't believe for a Super Bowl hero, a Super Bowl MVP, a guy who was given so much. But the reality is he's not going to, quote, go out like this. And he doesn't have that in him. That's why he made it from San Mateo Community College and made it, like, the shows up at Kent State with the cock of the walk, I'm taking your job kind of thing. That's why he's around. And that comes from his dad. He talks about it all the time. Mm-hmm. Like his dad is either at work or at home, and if not, he's in between. Right? That's what he was brought up on. And if you talk to him, his dad was really hard on him. You know, he'll talk about like the dad was the hard one, and then mom was kind of the one you cry on her shoulder after.
She
dad
was the good
was
cop.
Yeah.
He was the bad cop.
But that's where he comes from. That blue collar, never say die attitude, prove the world wrong, work till the final day kind of thing. So I think he'll struggle with that. You may have to tell him if you're the Patriots, we don't want your services
anymore. You can't
help us.
I think that may happen, but then I think another team says, oh, we need a slot receiver and maybe don't know all the particulars as much or whatever. And they're like, yeah, the doctor says he's recovered. We'll take him.
And it'll be sad, like Wes Welker, the Rams. With, yes. You know, remember, he started wearing that Gazoo helmet, awful. And then he had all those. It's sad.
But I mean, think about, I think it was now a little bit different, obviously, but Terrell Owens played at the end with like Buffalo and Cincinnati. Yep. Remember, he was at the end and he was in his mid to late 30s.
Sad, wasn't it?
No,
but
it
always is.
He was good. He was actually still good.
But
no,
I mean, bouncing from
year
to year.
Like all
of
a sudden, he was just a hired gun and whoever would take
him. That's
finally,
what I mean.
But it was the league, the 32 teams that said, nah, why are we going to develop a 40-year-old or bring in a 40-year-old receiver? But he didn't want to stop playing. He went and played in like that arena league or something. Not the arena league, but he played in some like weird Florida league. And then was trying to get back in. Remember, he was even in the Hall of Fame, and he was like, yeah, if somebody would offer me a workout.
Right.
He played catch with Brady that one time. So there are certain guys that don't know when it's done and just think they can keep playing. I just, from all the times we've talked to him or have heard the interviews with him, I think Edelman's going to want to play.
His
forever.
Greatest strength becomes his greatest weakness.
Yeah. Oh,
like
yeah.
The never give up is the greatest thing in the world when he's 18, 20, 22, 27, 30. 35, it's now your weakness. You need to know when to walk away.
I understand you're right about him psychologically, but Andy, you've talked about, you know, what he played through last year.
Yep.
Like he had a second head growing out of his shoulder. And,
yep.
I mean, he had stuff. Then as it turns out, his offseason wasn't all that great either, and now this season it's right back into injury issue. There does come a point where you just say, I just can't do this anymore.
And I would also say for a guy like him, financially it becomes a consideration. He never got the, you know, 6 year, $60 million dollar deal or the Julio Jones second deal. So there's just hundreds of millions of dollars in the bank and you can just walk away. And there's not a lot of gigs he's going to have moving forward where he can make a couple million bucks for showing up, right? For giving it the old college try, even if he's not that good anymore. He won't go away quietly. He'll go to another team. I just can't see him walking away.
And let's say that it's, you know, that Bill Belichick has that conversation with him. You know, Julian, you've been great. I love you, but, you know, we're going to move on. He's going to be out there hat in hand, lunchbox, looking for a team to play for.
100%.
Yes. Yeah. It's sad.
Brian Flores might take him or, you know, somebody like, you never know.
Locker room leader and work ethic. And yeah, you marry him up with a young player to show him, you know, what you do to be the best. And, you know,
without a doubt.
He just, I can't envision him doing the simple Patriot, you know, media workroom. We have a press conference. Players and coaches will be there. And you're like, oh, he's going to retire. I just can't see that. He's the guy that comes back later to collect the red jacket.
In all seriousness, if Tom Brady plays another year in Tampa, which I think that he will, I wouldn't rule that out. If all right, now Gronk actually retires, Gronk's like, hey, I did my 1 year with you. Now right. I'm going to retire. He's like, all right, well, bring in another one of my buddies. Bring him in. Like, I could see that.
Poor Scotty Miller.
Yeah. Well, he's still going to get 9 targets a game, according to Shime. But
I mean, I think there's a pretty good chance that Antonio Brown won't be there next year.
Right.
In fact, I think there's a pretty good chance he won't make it through the rest of this year. Just based on track record, I think there's a chance.
I bet he makes it. I'd be betting on he makes it. You don't like this phrase? He's due, Dale.
He is due. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he just syncs up with Brady. Like, because he's another guy. He's already 30, isn't he? I could see him playing this year if things go well and be like, I'll run it back. I can see, because we talk a lot about how there's like the NBA aspect to some of these guys.
No question.
And that happens sometimes. Like, they're like, I'll run it back. So it's like the veteran guy who doesn't need the super max. Like, yeah, let's do it. We just want it. I'm still fresh. Obviously, I'm not going to take the minimum, but if you carve out some money for me, I'll be back.
Trade Mike Evans, because in our little world, he's upset.
I think he will be.
I'd take him.
If Antonio's there, I think there's a real good chance he'll be gone.
I'll trade Edelman for Mike Evans.
Done.
We may need details.
Who says no?
To even it out.
Everybody in Tampa?
Yeah, maybe.
Spoiler alert, Andy. I'm making my return to the website tonight. That's what I will be writing about, a Gilmore for Mike Evans trade.
Why couldn't you tell him off the air? Yeah, they come on and do that?
Well, because I wanted to make sure I said it so that you guys didn't think I was stealing the idea from him.
Well, what idea? Whatever.
Don't worry, I wouldn't have read it anyway.
I know you never read anything.
But the headline will grab our attention.
Yeah, make sure it's a good
flog you for it.
Trade that possibly could maybe happen.
Yep, I love it.
Yeah, you said something wrong earlier, Dale, that the Patriots
only one thing?
Will visit Matt Ryan and the Falcons. Isn't it Matt Ryan's Patriots will visit the Falcons?
Oh, that's a good point.
I read that on the website.
Whose boat has been in Boston Harbor for the past month?
I don't know.
Arthur Blank's.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Maybe they're Robert
Kraft.
You're
shopping Matt David Ryan Geffen, and Robert Kraft?
David Geffen's $250 million yacht was in New Bedford. It didn't mean anything. It was getting fixed or something.
He thinks this was the last known whereabouts of Dick Tracy.
So Stephon Gilmore's house being on the market means nothing?
That's totally different.
How is that the same?
Totally different because we ran with it.
This is why your columns are tough to read, because you don't connect logical dots.
No.
Well, this isn't a column. I'm speaking.
Yeah, it's worse.
I know. That's my point. A column is just you speaking on paper.
I prefer you.
Read or not read. It's up to me.
And we can try to edit your column.
No one ever tries to edit it. I guarantee that.
That's one thing we can all agree on.
Coming up next, Rich Keefe loves two things, beer and dork stuff. The Dork Super Bowl might be tomorrow. He'll tell you about it next on What Else You Got Here on Sports Radio, WEEI.
Dale and Keith.
Middays 10 to 2.
On WEEI.
All right, let's get to a couple of stories we might have missed earlier in the program.
What else you got?
Andy?
Dale, this is your world. We're all just living in it, and you're a big-time national radio star.
Oh, yeah.
Yucking it up with Keyshawn Johnson, but we played a little earlier.
Yep.
I also understand there was a little sort of Homeroff, maybe L.A., Boston thing going on between you and Keyshawn. So
let's go Lakers!
Oh, for God's sakes.
It's relentless, Dale. That's the problem.
17 titles for the Lakers, 17 for Dale Celtics. So we're all even there on the key Dale scale with Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, but it's not 17 titles for the L.A. Lakers.
Oh, that's right, the Minneapolis
Lakers. Five of those were in Minneapolis.
Don't get me started, Dale, because don't get me pulling out old video of them dudes running up and down the court for the Celtics back in the 50s and stuff.
It was all in Boston, though. It was all in Boston. One
Stop.
City.
Mm-hmm.
Great point. Is that Jay Will? Great point by him.
Yeah. And I believe I heard on WEEI that the Lakers actually have 16 and a half.
Or, yes.
They
have 16.
You get
16
nothing
and
for the
an
sham?
Asterisk.
No. Just a sham.
Or
16
if you want
and
to,
one sham.
You 11 with LA, 5 in Minneapolis, 1 in Orlando. That's how they were able to win all their titles. That's it.
By what the way, else you got?
Do you know that they count? The LA people are all such frauds. They count.
Fourier, line one.
Yes, Fourier. I'll tell him in the hallway. You know, Minneapolis, they count those 5 titles. You know who was a part of those 5 teams? George Mikan, one of the great basketball players
Hall
of all time,
famer.
Right? Do you think they retired George Mikan's number?
No.
Oh, no, they didn't. They did something called...
Because he didn't play for the LA Lakers.
They honored it, apparently. But if you go in there, you got, like, James Worthy, like, up in the rafters. No George Mikan, and yet they count those 5 titles. It's got to be one or the other. Either count the titles and put Mike in and all the great Minneapolis Lakers up there.
Or don't.
Or we're the LA... It's the LA era. Frauds.
All right, so we know that 2020 sucks.
Yes.
And has sucked from beginning to end. Further indication of that came Saturday in New York City. This comes from New York Magazine. A 33-year-old man named Leonard Shoulders is standing on a street corner waiting for a bus Saturday afternoon. The ground simply split. Like, it just opened up.
Yep.
Literally opened up.
Oh, my God.
He fell 15 feet into a pit full of rats.
Yes.
A rat pit?
Yeah, 15 feet, first of all.
15 feet?
That's a long way.
That is.
To not be... And Dale's right. This wasn't... It just dropped out. Like one of those water slides with the countdown, and it's like 3, 2, 1, and the floor disappears. It was scary.
So he said he didn't dare yell because there were people up top, you know, saying, oh, my God, can we help you? He didn't dare yell because he was afraid the rats were going to go in his mouth.
This is like some Indiana Jones stuff.
I don't like that at all.
I mean, he's got a broken leg, a broken arm. His face is all scraped up.
He's laying on rats.
And it took the fire department 30 minutes to get him out.
Oh, that's a long
time.
Of
the rat pile.
Betcha that seemed like hours and hours. Pile. Rats gnawing on him.
They do.
Walking,
they got sharp teeth,
peeing,
claws,
pooping.
Gross tails.
The tail would might be
tail's
the worst.
Gross.
I think
disgusting.
I'd rather you chew on me than like drag the tail
touch
down
tail
my nose and my mouth.
Out of here.
Oh, my God. Little known fact, Paul Perillo, deathly afraid of sidewalks collapsing, won't walk over the grates in a sidewalk.
Really?
Yeah, I've pushed
legitimate
him on
concern.
Once.
Legitimate concern.
It's like Ben Stiller in A Long Came Polly.
I pushed it on him, and he got legitimately mad because I didn't think it was a real phobia, and then I learned that's it's a true phobia.
It's an odd fear.
Well, he's a heavy man, so the grate might give way.
Wow.
What else you got?
All right, Rich.
All right. This is all very exciting, Dale, because coming out tonight, I believe Eastern time, it's 3 a.m. So you're either going to have to stay up for it or you're going to have to take like a sneaky nap and then set your alarm. And that would be season 2 of The Mandalorian. Finally, Disney Plus gives us something to watch.
This
They've
is the
just
way.
Been stealing my this money for way. About a
they,
year.
You know, I have to admit, this hasn't been one of my better investments.
It sucks. I've watched this.
What about Hamilton?
Well, I did watch Hamilton.
I did watch
good.
That, and I,
that's
didn't,
good.
I did not care for that. I would.
Oh, I love Hamilton. I loved it.
I do not like Hamilton at
How
all.
How did you not like Hamilton?
What did you like about Hamilton?
Everything. Okay. The lyrics,
well
the music,
well,
the energy, the history.
So bad. It was like
really?
Comically bad. Yeah,
you are comically bad.
Well, that's a great burn. So starting tonight, late tonight, early tomorrow morning, whatever you want to look like, every Friday all the way through December 18th, there'll be a new episode of The Mandalorian. Highly recommend the first season. You can watch that. You can rewatch that. Again, maybe that'll get more bang for my buck on Disney Plus if I rewatch that first. And we are going to do a little bit of a Mandalorian review during the year.
Ooh.
Andy Hart, don't worry. You're not going to be here.
Wait,
it'll be a
wait. I actually watched the first season.
Too bad. It was a fitsy idea.
I can tell you, 1 through 7, overrated. 8, very good.
So I believe we're going to do it on Wednesdays.
We're calling it This Is the Wednesday. Is that what we decided on?
This is the Wednesday.
That's terrible.
Probably not that.
Can we rework that?
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. But I am very much looking forward to this coming out tonight. Should be good. And we know that Julian Edelman... He'll have something to watch as he recovers from his knee surgery because
it's minor.
We talked about him, talked about season 1 last year, and he went very in depth on it. So he's
really?
A huge, he's a huge fan.
Okay. All right, Andy, we'll see you next Tuesday. Fitzy will be in tomorrow. Devin McCourty will join us. Michael Irvin will join us. OMF's coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Nuts are great.
That's all, folks.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.